Welcome to the Washington Heights Church weekly podcast. We do this to help people feel at home at WHC, where we help people meet and follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Washington Heights weekly podcast once again. One of the things we like to do is just help people who are part of Washington Heights, or maybe you've had a little bit of interaction with us, but maybe not a lot, is to introduce you to a lot of the people that make things happen. And those are not just the people on the platform on a Sunday. There are many people who help to make that happen. And today, I want to introduce you to one of our staff members that is not on the platform, but is in the building on Sundays and other days as well. And that is Sam Barber, and he is our executive pastor. Thank you for joining us today, Sam.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. It's always fun. I love this podcast.
And Sam, why don't you describe a little bit about your role? What kind of things do you oversee?
Yeah, well, essentially, I oversee staff, but I share that responsibility with Tammy Higginson. So she and I oversee staff, and then it also falls to me to oversee all the finances of the church. I work with a finance team, and also with another team, I oversee all the facilities here at Washington Heights. Hmm.
And Sam, why don't we back up to maybe before Washington Heights for you? You were in the business world, but just, you know, tell us where you're from, a bit about your family, and, you know, what you did before coming on staff at Washington Heights.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Utah. I was born to a family of Italian immigrants, all from Italy, and I've lived in Utah my entire life. As you said, Roy, I was in the business world for many, many years. My partners were my brothers, and we were in the retail automobile business. We had a number of new car dealerships, as well as other businesses, for many, many years. And I started on staff here at Washington Heights at the request of your predecessor.
Yep.
Fellow by the name of Les McGee. And so I started part-time working half a day a week. And over the years, as I was able to step out of the business world more and more, I was able to have a parallel career and work here at the church until it became a full-time job. And I've been doing that for a number of years now.
And Sam, you are beyond what is ordinarily considered a retirement age. Okay, I'll say that gently.
Indeed I am.
But that would allow you to be doing other things. And I know that you are an avid fly fisherman, right? And you could be doing that pretty much any time you want. But instead, you are here. Why?
Well, I think it's just this idea, after you've been involved in so many things over a course of 30 or 40 years in the business world, you begin to understand that there's something bigger than just making money and accumulating possessions, accumulating businesses. There's something more, much more important, much bigger than that. And I've been so impressed over the years I've been here to see the vision and how that vision has been executed to reaching people for Jesus Christ. And to me, I would rather give my time to that than fly fishing. Not much more, but no, not true.
You still do catch a few trout here and there, don't you?
I do a lot of fly fishing still. But to be a part of what's going on here and to see the people that come to know the Lord through the activities here at Washington Heights is more gratifying than anything I ever did in the business environment.
And Sam, you've logged some miles with Washington Heights. You were at the old location, correct, before the church moved over here?
No, I came here right the year they moved over here, 1989.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
And so you've pretty much seen Washington Heights on this site here. And right now we're in the middle of a time that none of us has ever seen. You know, this pandemic is going on, and from what we hear, you know, around the country, there are a lot of churches that are hurting and that are struggling. What would be your assessment of how we're doing so far? We're doing this in September here of 2020, and who knows, besides God, what the future holds. But to this point, how would you assess what has played out here over the last several months?
Yeah, it has been nothing short of amazing. But that's the God we serve. He does amazing things. And I know God used the leadership of this church to bring us to the point we were back in February. And that leadership, of course, began with you, Roy, a number of years ago. And because of that, we were at a place where we were going quite spectacularly in terms of the Sunday attendance. And then, of course, with the onset of COVID, we closed up shop for a few months.
Yes, we did.
But I believe because of the momentum that was already here, we've actually had a pretty incredible last 3 or 4 months, not only in terms of engagement, although for several months it was all online. Now we are holding services on Sunday, and we're seeing the seats that we can fill and still practice social distancing. Most of those seats are getting filled. And based on the engagement in our online, well, that's how I would say it, based on the online engagements and something that we look at every week, the generosity of the people in their giving, it appears that we haven't slowed down at all. We may not have as many people in the building, but the ministry has not slowed down a bit.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't been able to do nearly as much in the building and on our site as normal, but we've had some of those compassion projects, and we talk about compassion being showing the love of God in practical ways, and the engagement level on that has been really high, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have been so surprised. It's almost like we can't dream up a compassion project for which our people don't really rise to the occasion. They give of their time, they give of their money to reach the community, not only here, but overseas, in Haiti, in various other areas around the world. But a lot going on right here in northern Utah, and we've seen our congregation really rise to the occasion of serving others through these compassion projects.
Yeah, we were talking about this, in fact, earlier today on the day we're recording this, that there's just this God-given sense inside of every person, right, that we were made for something bigger than us. And sadly, I think we live in a time where we put myself, me, myself, and I, at the top of the heap a lot of the time. And boy, that is selling our God-given life short, because, you know, it doesn't mean we, you know, we avoid ourselves or we, you know, just don't value ourselves. But boy, there's something much, much bigger than that. And it seems like those compassion projects tap into a little bit of that sense of, yeah, it's got to be about more than just me.
Yeah. And, you know, this didn't just all start overnight. This began with a vision that you brought, Roy, years ago. And as we continued the Abdi's Compassion Project, people have continued to become more and more involved with their time and their finances, to a point now where it's gained such momentum, people look forward to the next Compassion Project they can be involved in.
Yeah, we do hear that from people, especially when that Christmas time comes around and some of the things that we've become familiar with, people are often anticipating what's going to happen. We're going to have to be a little creative this year because some of the projects got taken away because of the pandemic, not by our choice, but by just by what's happening around us. But we're going to fill those slots, and in fact, we're looking to expand that time a little bit here. But that news will be coming out shortly about what's happening there. You know, Sam, you mentioned as we started that you get to work with a lot of the staff. You've seen a lot of staff here over a lot of years. Why don't you just speak to the current staff and your assessment of the group of people that we have as a part of the Washington Heights staff right now?
Well, as we've already talked about, I was in the business environment for many, many years and had opportunity to build many various teams of people at our various businesses. And as I look at the people that we currently have on staff here at Washington Heights, I'm amazed at their dedication to the vision, their dedication of serving God, their dedication of being a unified team. And I would say if there's one word that describes this team as much as any, it would be unity. This team is unified around a central vision, a central cause, and that is of serving Jesus Christ. And there's so much give and take, but so much creativity, so much engagement. The people on staff are so willing to help one another. It's like nothing I saw in the business environment all the years I was involved. I had some great teams and some great people. That's not the point. My point is, to a person, everybody on the staff is an A player.
Yeah, we've got some amazingly gifted people who could be doing things out in the world, certainly making a lot more than here. But I think to a person, they also understand that there's something bigger than that that's going on here, and that God is on the move.
Yeah, sometimes I've scratched my head thinking, why would this person come on staff here to make a fraction of the money they're currently making out in the business world? Then I remember they are also dedicating themselves to something bigger than themselves.
Mm. Yeah, can't put a price tag on that.
No, no.
Well, Sam, one question I ask people that I interview here is a lesson that God has been teaching them recently. What might that be for you?
Yeah, and we've already talked about that a bit. You know, you gave me this question yesterday, and I thought about it overnight, and I don't want to change my answer, even though we've talked about it a lot. But what has amazed me is to see what God's been doing through these compassion efforts, how He has changed the hearts and the minds of people in our congregation, on our staff, and to look how He's used that to further what's going on here. I mean, we're seeing people come here from the jail environment where we have a ministry. We're seeing all kinds of people be reached that we would probably never have a chance of reaching because of these compassion projects. And so I have just been amazed not only in how effective they've been at reaching people, but how effective they've been at enlisting the engagement of the congregation overall. And as we said earlier, how the congregation, how God really works in the hearts and the minds of the people in this congregation to get involved serving others. It amazes me to see what's been going on.
And back when we first talked about those projects, you know, we thought, yeah, what a great opportunity for people who are here to serve. And I think that has exceeded our expectations. And I think the surprise has been on the opportunity that has created in meeting people in the communities around us. And the people who have joined us who maybe do not yet follow the Jesus of the Bible, but I think that's kind of going back to what we mentioned about having this God-created peace inside of us that just instinctively seems to know that there's something bigger than ourselves. And it just seems like people want in on that, even if they may not be, you know, followers of Jesus yet.
Yeah, and it's amazing to watch what they will set aside in terms of time, in terms of money, in terms of dedication to serve other people. It's like they've got this vision that there's something more important than accumulating and spending on themselves, which in today's environment, as I said, continues to amaze me.
Yeah, and it seems like the more stuff we have, the more unhappy we are as a nation. Every, you know, survey tells us that, and maybe it's that sense of emptiness at the end of all the stuff that leads people to say, yeah, maybe it's just not even about that. Maybe it's as simple as, you know, helping somebody in Haiti who doesn't have the means, or maybe getting school supplies, you know, to kids who may not have that opportunity. That it's not building rockets either, is it? It's pretty simple sometimes.
Yeah, as I say, to see the smiles on their faces of the people who serve and to hear them talk about what a blessing it was for them, their family, their children, to be involved in perhaps restoring a home or providing supplies for school students or providing meals for starving children overseas. When you see the joy that people get out of that and how their entire family is rejuvenated by being able to serve, you know, it's a real thing.
Yep, for sure. Well, Sam, I want to thank you for being a part of this podcast, and I just want to thank you, too, for what you do on the staff. And you're one of the few staff members who predated me, and so you've been here on staff my entire tenure, and I've learned a lot from you about leadership. And, Sam, just for folks listening, it's not often you have somebody who is very good on the business side and also very good on the people side. It's oftentimes you get one or the other. But Sam is just a great blend of both those things and has been a huge, huge blessing to this staff. And I don't know that I've ever seen anybody develop a plan and then stick to that plan like a pit bull on a piece of raw steak. You know, that Sam is going to muscle that plan through there. And that has helped us in many, many ways.
I think that was a compliment, so thank you.
It is, you know, for a Yankee fan. Sam and I are on the opposite side of the fence for baseball teams. We're both passionate baseball fans. I cheer for God's team. He cheers, you know, for Satan's team, the New York Yankees. And if you ever see us bickering about baseball and it looks like we're mad at each other, that's us having fun. So don't stop us, okay, because we're having fun doing that. And we enjoy giving each other the business.
Yeah. Well, especially when you come up from my point of view, because as I said, we have 27 world championships.
And they were expensive, weren't they, Sam? I mean, billions have been invested in those pennants.
But seriously, you know what, Roy? I am the one who's been blessed. Oftentimes I wake up and I think, I get to go do this because, Lord, you have provided me the opportunity. And I am the one that has been so blessed by being able to be a part of this staff, especially now, when I see so much happening, so many people coming to know Jesus, so many children, so many students, so many people out in the community that others would maybe even call outcasts. Maybe I'm not picking the right word, but it is so exciting to see the life change that God is doing here in Northern Utah and to be able to be a part of it. I should pay you for letting me come to work here.
Oh, okay. No. Well, thank you, Sam. You were a big, big part of it. And thanks for doing this as well and giving the folks a little bit of a glimpse behind the scenes here. And as we say many times, and I mean this in every sense of the phrase, that there are many people who make those of us, you know, who are on the platform or get in front of a camera or whatever, look a lot better than we are. And so it's a thank you to everybody who helps make that happen. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and I have never been as excited about the team that is assembled, about the direction that is being pursued, and what God is doing. Because we know at the end of the day, it ain't us.
No.
It's certainly not us, but God is on the move, and it is so much fun to have a front row seat to see God do his thing.
All I can say to that, Roy, is amen.
All right, Sam. Well, let's get back to the salt mine. What do you say?
And
All right. And thanks for listening today, and we hope to catch you next time on the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. Thanks for joining us for the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. A new podcast we'll post every Monday. We encourage you to check it out, subscribe to it as well. It'll come into your feed automatically. And if you want to share that with somebody that you know that maybe wants to find out a little bit more about Washington Heights, go ahead and share that. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.